hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all the crap that we love to talk about on you bros. I'm Ronnie. That's the man over there. Hi, man.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. This is a late night recap because I will be traveling tomorrow to New York City. So we're going to be loopy as hell. Just warning you now. But everybody,
welcome
to the show.
It's also a birthday recap. It's also a birthday recap.
Yes, this is our birth. It's our anniversary. Wow.
It's our 10-year. So we're celebrating it on Thursday, but today is the actual 10-year anniversary of Watcher Craps. Isn't that crazy? 10 years.
It really is crazy. Longest relationship I've ever had. So thank you, Ben. Thank you,
Do we want to know, who else had a birthday on January 25th? Do you want to see if there's any good celebrities? Okay. Yeah. Alicia Keys. Well, that's not fair. That's a terrible way to start this. Okay, Alicia
Keys. Excuse me. Wild horses.
That's Alicia Keys. I mean, there's some like a variety of football players, which you won't know. Let's see. I feel like there's got to. Yeah, sorry. This is how we're starting our 10th.
This is basically I'm dissed for all of this segment.
Mia Kirshner. Okay. Okay.
Are we going to leave out Lil Mosey? Thanks.
Okay, we've got Stephen Chbosky. He writes things. I'm scrolling. I really thought there'd be some really good ones. I'm like waiting. Jennifer Lewis. I really thought that would just be like overflowing with great names. Gloria Naylor.
Well, Virginia Woolf.
Virginia Woolf, really?
Etta James. I mean, hello.
Okay. Well, I just haven't. I haven't gotten that far yet. I was sort of expecting some people who were alive and not from the Gilded Age. Okay, so
hey, we got Lil Mosey. Okay,
we got Lil Mosey. Okay, no,
not
all right.
Lil.
I'm sorry. Well, I really thought there would be more exciting things in terms of birthdays today, but
Ben, I've got a surprise for you. Hey, Ben, this is your 10th anniversary gift. Guess whose birthday is on January 25th? This is just for you, babe.
Who?
Actor Dinah Manoff from Empty
Nest. No. Yes. No. Wait, yep. Why am I not?
Sometimes
is she not
you
on
just got to look a little deeper for the gold.
Is she not? Why is she not listed on Wikipedia? I'm on Wikipedia. Where are you looking?
I'm on Cleveland.com. Where else would you go for famous birthdays?
I am so angry that Dinah. Oh, there she is. Okay, it has all been made good. Dinah Manoff's birthday today. How did we know? 10 years went by. We never realized we started this podcast the same day that Dinah Manoff was blowing candles out on a cake.
You see, it all worked out. So yay for us. Okay, everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us. You know, if you've been with us for a day, if you've been with us for 10 years, thank you. We love doing this.
Wait, Ronnie, I've got some terrible news for you.
Oh, no.
January 25th is also National Nutrition Day in Indonesia.
No.
Sorry. We giveth and taketh. It's Nutrition Day, too.
Well, you know, you get some, you win some Dynamanoffs, you lose some Nutrition Day. What can you do? But everybody, thanks so much for being with us. We love being here. And we're about to kick off our 10th anniversary tour around America. We're starting this week with the Golden Crappies in New York City. It's almost sold out. There's a few tickets left if you want to come. If you're at home and you want to watch it, you can catch the digital moment from momenthouse.com/watchwhatcrappens. That is basically a live stream of the show. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be professionally done this year for the first time ever. Okay. So we're so excited. We've been working on, you know, little segments and stuff. It's going to be super fun. Really good guests. Really good surprise guests.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're going to continue partying all weekend. We're going to Jersey Asbury Park to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 2, Episode 10, Country Clubbed. And then we're going to be in Boston doing the second part of this reunion, Vanderpump Rules. And we're going to talk a little bit about Salt Lake City, too, because that is actually Salt Lake City night. And then the next week, we are going to be jetting off to Atlanta, where we will recap Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere, the season premiere. That's going to be a big one. Then Nashville, the next night, we're going to do Real Housewives of Orange County. And then the following night in Orlando, we are going to do Real Housewives of Miami. So it's going to be a killer couple of weeks. Go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. You'll find links to the virtual tickets, to the live show ticket, blah, blah, blah. Go find it. You know what to do,
yeah, people. Yeah, Watch What Crappens. I just want to say that while you were talking about that, I was like, surely I got to be able to find something exciting that happened on January 25th. And Wikipedia has a list of events. And I was like, maybe there'll be some like really great event. And literally every event that happened on this day was terrible. It's like, oh, there was a stampede that killed 250 people. Oh, a mine collapsed. Oh, there was like people killed in a riot. Oh, Charles Manson did something. Charles Manson, like even Charles Manson, Idi Amin led a coup today. Like everything went wrong today, except that Guiding Light debuted on this day in like 1937.
Well, isn't that just life? You know, if you look at the news any day, it's just horrible. It's awful. It's terrible. And it's like news people foaming at the mouth, jerking off like to the sorrow, like they love it. And, you know, you get like one little slice of something decent. You know, that's what life is. You know, look at the good. Take the good. You take the good. You take the bad. You know, you take them all. And what do you got? You got the facts of life. Okay, Dinah Danoff. That's what you got, Dinah.
I found one notable thing. On this day... in the year 41, Claudius became emperor of Rome.
Yeah, that's what I found. Claudius extended Roman rule in North Africa and made Britain a province of the Roman Empire. And he was affirmed as emperor.
We had to go all the way to 41. Not 1941. 41.
Yeah. Got to murder some nephews for that. Sorry, by the way, Caligula. Sorry. Bye, Caligula.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what they say about Caligula, right?
God, yeah.
You were no Dinah Manoff.
Oh, I was going to say that he never finds his name on a souvenir shop license plate. That's true. What I thought they said about him.
True. And people are always asking him to give lessons. And he's like, that's calligraphy. Jesus, I hate my name.
He's like, hey, Caligula, here's one. He's like, that says Cali. It's not the same as Caligula.
It just has a C. You're like, Chris, here you go. Chris, your keychain's up. Damn it. So, Pump Rules Reunion Part 1. Now, here's the first thing. My first thought is y'all do not just get to call in sick for work because of COVID, okay? We all have to show up to work now. That's just how it is, okay? Okay, Lala and Schwartz and Katie, I'm talking to you. And it's not even that they have COVID. They don't even say what they have. They just say, because of current, you know, issues in the world, Tom and Katie have to stay home. No, get your ass over
here. It's
the
gas prices.
It's been a rough season. Yeah, it's gas price. It's the cost of a gallon of milk has gone up. Katie ain't leaving the house, and that's it.
Because of global warming. Because of global warming, they can't leave the house. Their house has been flooded. A glacier melted at their doorsteps.
Commercial fishing has ruined it for Lala. She's like, I'm not leaving.
Her doorknob was an endangered species, and the doorknob just died. So she can't get out. Mm. So I turned it on, and my little YouTube TV was like, guess what? You only get to start watching from the first 5 minutes. I missed any preamble. Literally where I came in, I turned it on, and it's Andy going, hi, Sheena. And she goes, hey. I was like, well, that seems good enough for me to start.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's season 9. Good enough. Good enough to start. So basically it was like, coming up on Nevada Pump Rules season 9. God, I'm already bored with this shit. How long do we have to do? This is a two-parter, right? It's all right. Season 9 reunion. And then we see some clips. And then for some reason, they just keep going back to Ariana in her dressing room, really pumping up the reunion. They're like, coming up. And they show some clips of people fighting. And then it's back to Ariana in the dressing room going, this is definitely going to be unlike any reunion we've ever had before. Lala's found out Rattle had a mistress. This is going to be an insane reunion.
You're not a friend. You're just a user.
This reunion is going to be balls out fucking crazy to the wall.
All right, Ariana. All right.
They're like, Ariana, today, after 9 years, you will be the hype man. Or lady. She's like, okay, fine.
She's just wearing a big beaver head out.
She has a foam finger that just says something about her.
Like, Ariana, why aren't you sitting with everybody else on a chair? She's like, I brought a folding chair. I'm just going to wait until it's my turn to come out on the field, everybody, all right?
Ariana, could you tell us about those beverages you're sipping from the top of your hat? Yeah, the one on the left is a mint mojito, but the Ariana style. The other one's just Coors Light.
So it opens with everybody kind of coming to the set, and Sheena and Raquel are in a dressing room. Sheena's getting her makeup done, and Raquel's just standing there staring at her like, you know, like that. If it's really quiet and there's no fan on or anything, how you can actually hear the toaster? It's like, yeah. It's that sound that Raquel's making. And she's like, are you okay? You don't look okay. And Raquel's like, I'm fine.
Which also sounds like a toaster, like toaster ASMR. So what happens next? Because I obviously did not see this part.
So they just all start coming to the set, and Vanderpump says, before we start, let me just say I love you all right? And Ariana's like, Lisa, don't scare me like that. This is going to be the most amazing reunion ever. Welcome, I'm Abby Goin. Last time we were together was all the way back in March 2019. Wow, you guys are worth putting pants on for.
By the way, did you hear the latest Lisa Vanderpump news?
Yes. Yeah, tell the people.
Okay, this is what I'm going to contribute since I didn't see the first 5 minutes of this reunion. The headline basically is like, a truck full of bespoke Nicolaine furniture headed to Las Vegas for Lisa Vanderpump's new restaurant went missing for days and then showed up in Texas at the home of the driver.
Oh my god.
So basically some driver was like, you know what I want in my house? Wrought iron fixtures and giant clocks.
Tiny chandeliers inside of medium chandeliers inside of gigantic chandeliers.
Hey honey, I know you just bought that air fryer, but I'm gonna have to move that off the counter because I got a giant planter that I need to put in our kitchen on the counter.
And you know your ass has a problem with being a criminal when you'll just steal anything just to steal it, you know? Like, what the fuck are you going to do with Nicolaine shit? It barely even fits in the restaurant she designs, okay?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it in your little tiny house in tech? Because, you know, a person with a mansion is not driving a truck and stealing chandeliers, okay? So what are you going to do with this stuff? Where do you think you're going to sell this?
I know. I really... Is it just going to go on to, like, a weird episode of Flea Market Flip with Laura Spencer? It's like, okay, teams, you both have to find some Nicolaine furniture and convert it into something that would go into a studio apartment. Go.
Or like an Antiques Roadshow, where he's just like, how much is this worth? My grandma had this. How much is this worth? And they're like, well, it's not worth that much, but you might be able to get something for the gorgeous older woman swinging back and forth on it. She's like, hello, Nicolaine! So that's the opening. Basically everyone just says hi. So he does his usual hi, and he says, as you can see, Katie and Tom and Lala aren't here because of safety. So I didn't really understand what that meant.
Maybe just like they realize how deeply toxic they all are, and they're like, for our own mental safety, they're in a different part of the city.
I'm not gonna say COVID, but I will hint at tuberculosis. All right, Sheena, how are you doing? Hello, Lisa Vanderpump, or should I call you Nanny Pinky? And she's like, oh, Andy, I've wanted to be a grandmother since Pandora was 16, and Pandora has been dressing like a grandmother since Pandora was 16, so it's actually quite full circle, Andy.
I can't say anything because I don't know. This is still all new to me.
Sorry. It's just hello.
You have to carry it until Sheena says hi.
Oh my! It's like my dream come true, and I'm just getting too stuck up, like nervous to do it. So he's like, Tom Sandoval, you look great. Nothing is velvet or sequined. And he's like, I'm going vintage, Andy. Like, my nails are painted. So it's like future retro. No one cares, Ariana. Apologies, but my favorite moments was you falling over your birthday party. Mostly because I didn't watch his season, and that was the most gif-able. So thanks for that.
By the way, it was 5 years ago. On our five-year anniversary, we did a whole big thing. We had like Lisa Rinna on. We had like special guests and everything. And it was during that week when there was some strange tweets back and forth between like Ariana and a lady. And then we were CC'd on it. And we couldn't tell if Ariana was mad at us or not, because we were like, is she mad at the other person? Is she mad at us? Like, we couldn't tell. And so I feel like we haven't played this in 5 years. So in honor of this 10-year anniversary, I'm going to play, and in honor of Vanderpump Rules, I am going to play the seminal anthem for Ariana, Is Ariana Mad at Us?
Is Ariana mad at us? Is Ariana mad at us?
So good. So good.
Really, just that was some beautiful work. It really was.
It's just a beautiful song that cuts to the heart. And I wish that Dinah Manoff could hear it for her birthday.
I'd like to think wherever Dinah Manoff is right now, she did hear it. Okay. She's alive, right? Dinah
Manoff. She is, I hope. Yeah. She is. Yeah, so she's alive.
Hope you're listening, Dinah. I knew you were alive. It was Ben that didn't know.
So then he just goes around saying hi. He says hi to Brock, and Brock's like, yeah, I'm good. I'd be better if you gave me 20 books, Andy. And he's like, you're gross. Please, like, shave next time, or like take a bath, anything really. Like, why do you look like you're on the set of Big Lebowski? Just please answer me that. And how's Summer Moon? Has she gained more followers than you, Sheena? She's like, she has 119K, Andy. Okay, she's doing really well. Yeah, you know what? You need to get her on some brand deals. Okay.
What a nightmare. Brock maneuvering through the world of branding. What's the version of it? What's the dad version of a momager? A dadager? Fatherager? Yeah. Whatever he is. Yeah. Forager? That's forager. What he is. Hey, Charlie, great to see you in person. She's like, thanks. Hey, you posted a photo of yourself being 45 pounds heavier in quarantine. How'd you get back in shape? That's crazy. And then we see like side-by-side photos, and she's like, just a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline. You know, having to pick up your TV every morning when it falls off the wall, you can really burn calories that way.
It's really toning, Annie. Really toning. What? How did you put on that much weight? Gross. Fatness. Ew, disgusting.
Has Lisa not understood what's going on in the world? Like, what? You put on weight during the pandemic? How did you do that? What a crazy thing, you peasant.
And she's like, mostly binge drinking, but like also like I ate stuff. And Andy's like, did you eat pasta? I was like, you're not supposed to joke about that, because that's like trauma, Andy. Okay. That laugh has been blocked by trauma. So please don't laugh. But he does anyway. And she's like, actually, I did try pasta. He's like, oh, that's so no, I didn't really care. Okay, James.
She's like, okay, James, here's a light question to open up the reunion, and I'm sure we'll just get a nice light answer back from you. How are you doing? By the way, James has never looked better. This is the best that James has ever looked. He looked absolutely fantastic, which is too bad because he's got such a shitty personality. But he's like, oh, Andy, I've been better. He's like, and so then Lisa already, like, her broken bird radar is already just, like, pinging. It's kind of like her broken bird radar is doing, like... Like, you're heading right into the jaws of the monster, you know? She's like, broken bird, right here. We didn't even realize. Because her lower lip is like, is like bouncing. Like, something's wrong.
And Andy's like, well, something is afoot. What's happening? And he's like, well, Raquel and I have a... Do you want to say it, Raquel? This is the one time I'm going to let you speak. Because it makes me look like more of a victim. Do you want to do it?
And so it cuts to Sheena's face. By the way, it cuts to Sheena's face. She's not saying anything, but her face is saying this.
Her face is saying, oh my God, I want to cry and I need to get this for my vlog. Am I going to get in trouble if I reach for my phone?
So Raquel's like, we've decided to break off. Wait, how's it go again? The engagement.
And James is extremely gorgeous and handsome and built.
James is extremely handsome and gorgeous and built.
He's got a huge cockamamie. And I'm a total idiot for getting rid of him. Even though it was his choice.
Even though it was totally his choice. He's a man. He's a real man.
I'm a stupid hooker. Who will never find love.
You will never find love.
Oh, God, that one hit my brain.
That one hit my brain.
That one hit my brain. So she gives a speech, which I guess is like kind of a full circle moment for her, right? She finally gives a big speech on TV, and it's about how she finally dumped fucking James. And yeah. She's been thinking about it for a while, and James has noticed her heart isn't in it, but I haven't wanted to give up on him because he's like shown me that he's dedicated and the things like he's willing to do to better himself. But like, there's something deep within me. I've been having nightmares about our wedding day, Andy. I don't think that's a very good sign.
I feel like that seems pretty natural. Actually, I feel like getting married involves like a certain dose of nightmares, right? I feel like that's par for the course. But in this case, I'm not going to push back on it because I think that she needs to get out of this relationship.
It's fucking James. Of course you're having nightmares. Of course you are. I mean, even if you put James aside, Jacqueline's going to be there. Like, how is that not going to be fucking terrible?
I know. So Andy's like, so you broke it off? And she's like, we both came to the conclusion. Raquel, I mean, she's such an amazing woman. And I'll tell you, she's got the fucking balls, even though she is a woman, to put it out there on the table. And as heartbreaking as this is for me, she's not fucking wrong. Because now I can get all the pussy that I want without any guilt. Yes!
What do you call it if you're cheating but you're not with somebody?
Fucking?
God, that makes it less fun, doesn't it?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Ariana's like, but guys, relationships have ups and relationships have downs. And she's like, no, it's been like a gradual realization. And I haven't been able to like really step back and like see what's happening until recently. And she goes, oh my God, you were just at Disneyland together.
I mean, you just were in Tomorrowland. Like, how could you do this? Like, did you know when you were in Tomorrowland that would happen today?
And
wait, are we in Yesterday Land? I'm so confused.
And Sandoval's like, I am floored. And Vanderpump's like, me too. I had no idea of any of this. Oh, here's what I'm not understanding. Life throws things at you, darling. Actually, James probably does too. The point is, aren't you used to getting things thrown at you? And why is it a problem now?
It's like, well, we got to stop prodding it. Okay, we've worked on it. And I feel like after I quit drinking, I just like the thought that we would fix it, but it didn't. And it didn't quite fix it at all. And then we had a conversation a couple months ago, and I asked her, am I your soulmate? And she said, do you think I'm your soulmate? And I said, do you think that I'm your soulmate if you're my soulmate? And she said, what are soulmates? And I said, stop pointing at your foot, not that kind of soul. And then she said, what kind of soul is it? It went on in many for 20 more minutes before we got to the bottom of it.
And Sheena's pretending to listen, but you know, Sheena has a one-track mind. And she whispers to Brock, she's still wearing her wedding ring. She's got to take that off at some point. Get ready to take it. Just get ready.
So Lisa's like, wait a second. So you came to the conclusion you did it? And James is like, well, we both did, Lisa. It wasn't a clear answer. It was like, absolutely, that's like how it should be. That's like what I want. Like, we'd rather just like end it and pull the band-aid off before we get married.
Yeah, I don't want to break up, you know, have a baby and then get married, you know, and then break up because I'm a child of divorce, Lisa. So that's why I made the decision that we would both.
And it's like, no, we all know that you did not make this decision, James. And I think that he's sadder about being embarrassed, right? Because they say later that it's been a long time and they just were faking it this whole time.
Yeah,
he clearly looks actually together for the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's trying to do his like cry victim thing. And he kind of gets it towards the end, but I'm sorry. This is James. I'm not really buying it.
He's like, well, you know what? I'm 29 years old, for God's sake. And she's so young and she's got dreams and aspirations and her whole life is ahead of her. And I want Raquel to be the happiest and to find a soulmate. No, stop pointing at your foot, Raquel. Stop doing that. How many times do I have to explain it to you? And when she asked if we're soulmates, I wanted her to jump at the thing. And instead she just jumped, which was odd. I was like, I wasn't expecting a physical jump, you know?
And Andy's like, James, is she your soulmate? He's like, no. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, guys. And Sheena's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Sorry we didn't get married at sunset during your engagement party. What a waste of an Instagram set.
So then we get a montage of the two of them through the years of their decrepit relationship.
Oh my God, is this supposed to be romantic? What the fuck kind of end of relationship clip is this? It's just her sobbing or not sobbing and then sobbing again and then kind of sobbing. Like every other one is just
please quit drinking. I can't marry you if you're still drinking. James, you're really gross when you're drunk. James, that was horrible to do. You're drunk.
And it comes back and Sandoval's just wiping his eyes like, dude, I really wish there was a little dog here I could wipe my eyes with. And so James is like, you know, we're just growing up and I can't fucking fight that. And we both know that this isn't right. And it isn't right. It isn't right right now. And so Raquel's like, and that's the hardest part for me to make that decision to let go, because the happiest moments of my life have been with James. And he's just so fun to be around. And he's so handsome and talented. And he'll be playing this Saturday at, what was it?
Listen, don't make me call you. See you next Tuesday again. Oh, right. See you next Tuesday. So she's like, Vanderpump's like, what changed, my darlings? Listen, I've got some worms in my purse. Are you strong enough to open your beaks? Open your beaks, you little broken bat.
James tries to be all like, like, not going to be talking about impolite things in mixed companies. Like, well, you know, there was something. She's like, we haven't had sex.
She's well, like, James, no, James is trying to do the quarantine thing. He's trying to be like 90% of us who blame the quarantine for everything, right? It's like, Ronnie, why have you gained 80 pounds? Quarantine. Ronnie, why haven't you paid your mortgage? Quarantine. Ronnie, why haven't you shaved in, you know, everything? Everything is, that actually is quarantine.
It's like, but, you know, Ronnie, you why aren't everything. You quarantining? Oh, the quarantine.
The quarantine. So yeah, then she's like, yeah, we haven't been having sex. And he's like, oh, you want to get detailed like that, do you? Great.
And Andy's like, oh my God, I can't believe all this information I'm getting with a stupid opening question. Okay, so when did you guys stop having sex? And Raquel's like, since those rage texts that James sent me, somehow they just totally destroyed my sex drive for him. You know, it's basically like, it's like, yeah, that will probably happen.
Yeah, getting a text from a guy raging at you, calling you a whore and a slut. Go figure. And Andy's like, but that wasn't even this season. Whoa.
I love that.
I don't really watch this trash. Hey, Ariana, someone just posted the gif of you falling again. God, I love this show, I think.
I just love the idea that they could like be walking around in life, talking to their friends, be like, oh my God, James and I haven't had sex in 2 seasons. Just like quantifying their sex drive by like television seasons.
Yeah. It's like he can't understand things, you know, going from season to another. He's like, what? My brain can't wrap itself around that.
So he's like, so even at your engagement party, you weren't having sex? He's like, well, it was a once a month type of thing. Kind of nothing at all. Just like usually just tapping in the word sex and Wordle and then being sad when that wasn't enough letters.
And she's like, well, when it happened, like, it was passionate. There you go, James. There's something.
He's like, shut up. And he said, last night was actually the first night we didn't sleep together. And we had to make it official because of tonight, all right? Like, we were going to fake it, but then we were on vacation, you know, because we had to do that. And then, you know, we're just not loved, you know? And then we just thought, let's just get through this season. And then we can do it on Insta and say, listen, we've had a great time. We love each other, but we're not in love anymore, right?
And Andy's like, so the season began with an engagement and ended with an engagement party. Was there a part of you that felt you just had to keep going so that way Sheena couldn't have a wedding? And he's like, yes, absolutely. It was very embarrassing and vulnerable and all these emotions. And we went through a lot and we did it big. We did it big, yes. And it's like Sandoval just starts cracking up. He's like, dude, I'm sorry about laughing. I just think of the big engagement. Like, that's hilarious.
Well, yeah, because James is basically admitting to faking all this shit for the season, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and you could tell through the season, you know, like, oh, here they are trying to make us believe that they're really, really happy, you know? And so he just admitted to faking everything for a storyline. And Sandoval's like, well, glad I spent 20 grand on this. You fucking.
At least like, he sees hell? Like the sad comedy in it. And he's like, yeah, what about the money? He's like, oh, it was worth it tenfold. So Ariana's like, guys, we love you guys. We really, really love you guys. And she's like, oh, and we love you guys. And you know how scared I was to say anything. And now do I tell Tom, my best mate, who pulled all the strings for me? And Sandoval's like,
don't worry about it, man. Don't think about it. So let's talk about another couple who should have broken up before they ever got married and were actually warned by a giant billboard at a bachelorette party that said, "Don't do it, Brittany." Jackson, Brittany. Anyone talk to those losers?
She was like, "Yeah, I just saw them on Saturday. We all had babies together." Oh, we all had the babies together. We had all the babies together. We had babies that were gathered in the same place together.
You had all your babies together, but it's that's not even the season.
So Andy's like, "So how would you, Sandoval, how would you characterize your friendship with Jax at this point?" And Sandoval's like, "Well, we're in different places in our lives."
Mariana goes, "Yeah, he doesn't like you, Tom. Just say that. He doesn't like you. He hates your guts. He wishes you were dead. Just say that." He's like,
No, we're in like different places, okay?"
Yeah. Sandoval is working on television and Jax is posting things on Instagram, desperately trying HGTV to do a special about him and Brittany.
And claiming that he's producing movies and stuff. And so Ariana's like, "He didn't come to Katie's party because of you, Tom. Like, he hates your guts and he hopes you die. Stick a needle in your eye, okay? Hates you. Dead. He wants you dead, okay?"
Yeah.
He's like, "All right, fine, Mariana, gone." And so Vanderpump's like, "Well, you know, I don't really keep in contact, but Brittany does still help with the Vanderpump Dog Foundation, so that's sweet, sad, sweet, sad, she's sad, sweet.
Sad, sweet. She's mainly in it for the Freed novelty sunglasses that she could put on her dog and then say something like, 'You're a cool gentleman, I believe.'"
You're a cool guy. You're a cool guy, Kingsley.
You know, we have noticed John Sessa has texted me a few times about missing poop bags, but you know, I'm sure it wasn't Brittany.
And then they sort of like reminisce on Jax's last words of last season, where he's like, "This is my show. This is why my show is successful." She's like, "Oh, it's my show. Don't put your ass on it. Don't be disrespectful for me. Blah blah." So yes. It's always fun to relive that scene.
Yeah. And Andy's like, "All right, well, let's move back to torturing James. James, since you're dressed like Miami Vice, let's talk about your vices, stupid. All right, what is California sober, Demi? Okay, what is it?"
It's like, "Well, I don't drink anymore, just smoke weed."
But then he gives a sly smile, because we all know that he's not just smoking the weed. We all know he's coked out of his damn head. And I would like to thank this reunion for giving me what I've needed all of these years. Thank you. All I want is a little honesty, okay? I need to know who to see at the party and ask for Coke, okay? So James is like, "I just..."
"Well, you can get a soda from the machine, Ronnie."
Thank you, Barlow. So Andy's like,
"Raquel, when you're California sober, are you allowed to take psychedelics?"
And she's like, And James is like, yeah, you can. And Brock says, "The question was for Raquel, mate. Let Raquel answer the question." And he's like, "But you can." And she goes, "Yeah, but you can't do coke." And Andy's like, "Oh my God, you were taking coke." No, I wasn't taking coke. "You were. Do you have any now? Do you have any coke right now?" "No, I don't take cocaine. I believe you. Can I do it off your ass? Can I do some coke off your ass? Just tell me the truth."
It's like, "I mean, back when I was drinking, yes, on the off chance in Hollywood, sometimes, just the off chance, maybe once a day, maybe with a little pre-workout supplement, perhaps, you know, just every now and then, every single minute of every single day."
Yeah. And Andy's like, "Well, are you high right now? Was it fun? Am I high right now? Are we high right now? Hey, look at me deep in the eyes and tell me if you see you or me."
And James is like, "Yes." Lisa's like, "You are." I'm like, "Lisa, have you watched your own show? What part of James saying he smokes weed every single day just to cope would indicate that he's not high right now?"
Yeah. So James is like, "Oh, there it is. You caught me. You caught me. Wow, James is high. Look at that. James is high. Woohoo! Yes, so I bet you all feel smart, don't you?
And that's probably why you weren't having sex, if you're stoned out of your mind." And then Andy's like, "Actually, sex when you're high is really fun." She's like, "Andy, I need backup right now. Shush."
That guy has done so much coke today. If you look on IMDb, he's got Ali Sheedy's resume typed in there.
No. That was a very, very unique deep cut. That was appropriate for our 5th year, our 10-year anniversary.
A nice 30-year-old joke for a 10-year anniversary.
I love an Ally Sheedy callback when we like mentioned Charles Manson and Claudius and Dinah Manoff and Alicia Keys and Caligula. Don't forget we had a Caligula joke going on.
So Vanderpump's like, well, maybe that's why you're not having sex, because you're getting high on druggy drugs. Ooh. Is that how it works, Andy? And Andy's like, no, actually, fucking high is fucking amazing.
She's like, I need help. So, well, so she wants support. So Andy's like, James, you struggled to contain your rage all season long, and at this moment, I believe you've just crumpled up a can in your hand. We didn't, where did that can even come from? Hey, Raquel, did his rage issues inform you growing apart from him? And she's like, yes, of course. So then Andy's like, do you think you need to work on yourself too? And James is like, he's like, well, Raquel said that she wants to do all sorts of stuff. It's like, let her speak.
And she's like, well, I've been wanting to be a pediatric nurse, but then, you know, I was like living the model LA life, you know, and like, I can't commit to that when I'm just so drained.
And he's like, by the way, I just received this note from Sheena that says you are still wearing your engagement ring. And also to throw
a amazing.
I'm sorry.
And also what? Throw a follow at Summer Moon.
Yeah. Oh, my baby. You're still wearing that ring, which I find actually kind of amazing when you're sitting in the same room as Sheena after Sheena's gotten involved with magic lessons. So good luck with that one.
Raquel's like, yeah, I'm going to give it back to him. You want it now? Like this very normally, I imagine, emotionally laden moment that she's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, you can have it back right now. James is like, oh, sure. And everyone's just like watching like, this is just happening right now, just giving this ring back. And
Raquel I think like, it was supposed to be this big dramatic moment, but Raquel can't really carry it off, you know? She's like,
yeah, I can give it to you now if you want it now. He's like, all right, fine then, do it. And Charlie's like, don't give it back. I drink good. And Sheena's like, I'll take it. Finally, I'll get a real diamond this season. Give it to me!
But instead, Gollum Sheena is put back into her seat, and James takes it. And she's like, he just takes it and goes, thank you, that's a Bitcoin. I was like, wow. everyone's like, everyone just
I
like,
was cracking up, by the way. I give everybody on this show so much shit, but I was dying laughing at this. it was like hilarious. Serious stuff is happening, but James was being really funny during this whole
episode. He was
episode.
Cracking me up.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they're all like, I can't believe that just happened and stuff. And Raquel's like, I envisioned a life with James, and it was something I fantasized about a lot. So it's kind of like closing that book and just redirecting my energy somewhere else. Look at me redirecting my energy. Boom. Oh my God, I walked into the wall. Raquel, redirect your energy in your chair.
I told you, stop projecting, all right? No astral projecting, right? It's like, my soul hurts. And Charlie goes, well, I don't think you should have given the ring back. My opinion. Oh, thanks, Charlie. Glad you're here, Charlie. Okay.
So then Brock is like, so how long has this been going on for? And James says, Brock, we already answered that, okay? Haven't you been listening?
Well, I have been listening, but it's hard to wrap my head around it is all. Because, I'm sure it was tough when you left your family in Australia to pursue a big, bold life in LA, right, Brock?
And Brock is like, you think that's what it was, James? Learn from your fucking moment. Because James is saying something, oh, it's a moment. He's saying moment over and over again. It was a moment or whatever. And he's like,
Learn from your moment, James. This is your problem. You need to see a therapist. And he goes, listen, I just had a very hard conversation, and then I need to hear your big ogre voice.
Which is so, this is true. I don't need to hear your ogre voice afterwards.
fucking Brock, though. That was so funny. He's like, so when did this happen? It
Brock
literally
Rob
happened
Walters.
In front of you right now tonight, Brock.
So, what happened to her engagement ring? It just disappeared into thin air. She gave it back, Brock. You have to watch.
here's what I'm saying. You need to learn from moments, all right? That's my advice. Take the moments and learn. And then Andy is just looking at Brock. Like, if Andy's face could make a sound, it would be this. Like, he's just making the grossest face at Brock.
If life were made of moments, even now and then a bad one. Oh, if life were made that never had moments, then would you even know if you had one?
Brock, oh my God. Brock would be good in Into the Woods, just always losing the beans. Like, Brock, you were supposed to have the magic beans.
Well, I sold them for a goat.
No, Brock. Well, it does. Brock, don't you remember? The corn was gold as... The corn is yellow as corn. No, that's not right. The hair with the silk is yellow as corn. Corn. Just get me corn.
The brains are green as lettuce. I don't know.
So Andy's just looking at him like he's a moron. And James goes, you need to do that. You need to go to therapy, bro. And he goes, oh, do you get help, bro? He's like, not financial help from your girlfriend, bro. Help, bro. And he's like, this is why I wanted to wait. Raquel, you see what I told you? This is what I want to do. Because this is what I have to deal with right now. I've got Shrek's cousin over here questioning me, all right? I hope you're happy, Raquel.
And Lisa goes, it's too late. The genie is out of the bottle. I'm talking about Shrek, Lisa, not Aladdin. Stop it. It's my cartoon analogy.
The jig is up. And Gina's like, why are you afraid to say anything in front of us? I mean, it's not like we're all haters. And he goes, not all of you, but Brock is a hater. Brock is James hater. You've never been a good friend to me, Brock. Never. And he's like, what do I do? And Gina goes, that's bullshit. And he goes, how's it bullshit, babe? How's it bullshit?
He's like, no, you're a user, and that's how I felt.
A user?
He got clothes, and then he cut me off. That's what he did. He goes, I got to know you, and I separated myself from this personality, okay? Your fucking partner's tired of you. She wants to work with special needs kids, and she can't because she's dealing with you.
Yeah, and what did he use you for, okay? Not the show. He's using me for the show, so don't get it twisted.
So then Andy's like, well, okay, well, Charlie, at the end of your culinary party, and James just stands up. He's like, you know what? I need a break. I can't talk about the curries and the samosas like I give a flying fuck, okay?
I mean, he really spoke for all of us, didn't he? Because the second he said that, I was like, oh, God, we have to talk about the fucking food at Charlie's party now.
Yes. So Andy's like, we were talking about you. Mm-hmm. So they're all trying to yell.
We're talking about you. Get back here. And Vanderpump's like, James, come back here. And he's just like storming down the hall after this whole drug conversation to go do bumps. Like everybody knows, you know, like he's totally raging. So he goes to the men's room and then someone knocks and they're like, do you need some water? Are you dehydrated in there?
And he goes, paying, paying. Then Sheena's now crying, and she's like, oh, you are such a gem, Raquel, and you deserve so much fucking better.
Can we please say something without fucking in it, please?
Guys, I feel like our language has been a bit coarse. Let's stay off the F-bombs.
Brock, I just said that. I'm sitting right here.
Who are you, then?
I run a restaurant.
I'm not familiar.
I prefer to eat at home, Chicky. So Sandoval's like, I'll go get him. And so he goes to get him. And James, you know, zipping up. And he's like, they're all coming for me. And Brock is trying to make me look like some bad guy. I mean, this is a product of the truth. All right? The moment she said we're not soulmates, I mean, it was that moment, bro. It was a miracle. Everything was clear. We love each other. We fuck each other. But we aren't meant to be together, bro. Do you understand what I'm saying? Jeez, how was that pee you took?
I know. Are you getting ready for a workout later? Did you have to take some sort of pre-workout stuff? So Charlie is like, so I don't think James wants to admit it, but like that it was not his choice. And it's like very clear. That's like not his choice. And like if it were his choice, it probably wouldn't have been happening. So that was my attempt at a Sondheim lyric.
God, shut up. You literally did nothing all season, you hanger on. My God. So James is like, back to James. He's like, Shami, she's made her decision, bro. Her parents hate me. Even after drinking, I changed my lifestyle for her, and it still wasn't good enough. I'm never doing that again. That's for sure.
He's like, I became a man. I became the man that quit drinking, okay? And I've still got these anger issues, and I've learned my lesson. I'm never doing it again. I'm like, what are you never doing again? Quitting drinking or, like, all these good things that happened in your life?
Yeah. So Andy's like, all right, I want to change topics since the only entertaining thing is laugh. Charlie, you received positive messages about your food struggle.
Andy, are you all right?
Sorry, where am I? Is this Potomac? I'm so excited.
Vanderpump Rules, Andy. God damn it.
Hey, Ariana, look, there's a gif of you falling. This is funny.
I've had enough of that, Andy. So then Charlie is like, well, I think my biggest issues are that, like, when people put me on the spot about food, like, and keep asking me, like, why aren't you eating your food? Like, why aren't you eating your food? Why aren't you eating your food? That's, like, really triggering for me. Okay. And, oh, James and Sandoval are back. Okay. Well, no, keep going. This is actually, like, really good for my midday nap. Just keep going. Okay, cool.
And she waits for them to pass in front of her so she doesn't get the camera time cut, you know.
You know, no need to do that. We're probably going to cut this anyway. Go ahead. Talk about your food. Food. Go ahead.
She's like, well, but like, you know, it's like I don't like people asking me to eat. And he's like, well, I'll tell you this much. You didn't like Sheena's enchiladas. And Sheena's like, ha, I didn't take offense to that at all. I'm very good-natured and lighthearted. Summer Moon just unfollowed that bitch.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, no, it's just like I come from a Hispanic family and like hers were like a little whitewashed for me. And she's like, yeah, they're like super American. They're basically just like slices of white bread with like peanut butter and jelly on the inside and cheese melted on top. Like that's always the way it's been.
Yeah, so then Andy talks about the pool party, and Charlie tells us a story that she's standing there, this guy gets handy, and she doesn't like to scold guys and look like a bitch. She would just rather her friend do it, you know, and say, like, hey, she has a girlfriend. And Sheena's like, listen, I wish that I had known what she had needed, you know, because I would have brought it to her. I'm a server, and if you ask me for something, I will bring it to you, you know? But, like, you can't leave me 10%. Because you wanted a side of mango sauce for your french fries and you didn't ask me for it. Like, how am I supposed to know you wanted a mango sauce? How am I supposed to know? You know what I mean? And now, like, I'm going to feed my baby, because I have a baby. I'm supposed to feed my baby on 10%.
Hashtag people pleaser.
So I mean, you didn't even finish your entree. Oh my God, now she's nagging me about my food, Andy.
So Andy's like, so you feel like being friends with Sheena comes with expectations? And Charlie's like, yeah, the whole Danica situation put a bad taste in my mouth. And Andy's like, oh, Danica, the race car driver? No, she was a cast member last season. Oh, yes. Hey, so, okay, did Sheena ever tell you to be friends with someone, like, not be friends with someone on her behalf? And Sheena's like, no, first of all, I never said don't be friends with her, okay? I remember specifically because I was dead ass sober because I was pregnant. And I said, Raquel, I am not going to tell you who you can and cannot be friends with. And then someone interrupts her. I forget who. She's like, oh, I'm talking.
Yeah, Charlie's like, but it's how you say it, Sheena.
No, I'm talking and I'm about to make this about my pregnancy. Okay. I was sober. Okay. Remember when I said I was dead ass sober? I remember that I said that because I'm dead ass sober right now. Okay. So I remember I said specifically, if you continue to hang out with her, this makes me uncomfortable. Because, excuse me, during that time, I was pregnant after a miscarriage, after I had gone to the store, and a shopping cart had dinged my car, and a bird had pooped on my head. And so, excuse me if I didn't want this person around me in my inner circle.
Yeah, but I wanted you in my inner circle, but not her in my inner circle, so sorry. So you said you're only having your inner circle around right now, and if you want to be part of my inner circle, you won't be friends with Danica. So you told her she can't be friends with Danica. Why are we running around in the circle? Okay. So Raquel's like,
my circle.
Oh, well, it makes sense when you explain it like that. I can do long division now.
Okay, so switching gears. Rob. Oh, sorry, Brock.
Ooh, Andy. Ooh.
Sorry, Brock. Okay. You'll see why I said Rob in a moment, okay? So, bro,
Brock, you're a former pro athlete, but you've never been more focused than when you shattered Rob Valletta's record for TV hanging. Yeah. Andy, I'm still sort of waiting for you to bring... I just don't know why you called me Rob right there. All right, we'll just let that go.
So, Charlie tells the story of how Brock came over and hung the TV, but at 3 a.m, they thought someone was breaking in, and they came into the living room, and the TV had just crashed down into the middle of the living room. There was drywall everywhere, whatever. And yeah. Brock's like, well, I told you I only found one stud. All right, there was only one stud. What could I do? And Andy's like, Sheena, yes, I'm going to Sheena's tweets about a TV that fell off a wall. That's where we are with season 9, okay? But Sheena, you tweeted that Brock didn't have the right tools. And Vanderpump's like, oh, look at Sheena making excuses for Shrek. And she's like, literally, my daughter has COVID. I was up all night. I was pregnant. I wasn't drinking. But I was pregnant before I had my daughter. After I had my daughter, I wasn't pregnant. No, obviously. But I had been pregnant. And I had my daughter. And I was up all night. And I'm sleep deprived because COVID. Daughter COVID. And I'm in a terrible mood because my baby had COVID. Did I say COVID? So I saw this tweet and I responded. And then she responded bitchily.
Yeah, quite bitchy. And Charlie goes, it wasn't bitchy. It was just a little intense for no... You were a little intense for no reason. I said, did you stay up... You said, did you stay up all night mad? Like, that's bitchy, okay? Because I had a baby who had COVID. And also, like, I couldn't find my batteries. So, like, all of a sudden, I have a flashlight that is still alive, but it could have been dead. And I couldn't find the batteries for it. It was, like, a lot that I was going through.
Yeah. And she's like, so you needed to like all the mean tweets about me, Sheena? Just, yeah, it was past. Okay, so I'm thirsty, and I needed you to get on the show. I mean, you think I'm thirsty? You think I need attention? She goes, yeah.
And Charlie goes, she's like, Sheena, I'm not you. I don't need to do things for attention. People just watch me. People think I'm funny naturally.
Yeah, I'm not natural. You're so lame and so fired. Okay. And
I did like that response. Team. I actually liked that response. I felt like that was like a glimmer of the Charlie that I was hoping for all season.
I'm past that point, I think. Like, you can't unspoil the milk. That's how I'm looking at it.
But the genie's out of the bottle, darling. Stay thematic.
So Tom's like, okay, you know. And Charlie's like, yeah, people think I'm really funny. Naturally. Just, I don't think that was funny. Well, then you should have texted me, Sheena, like a friend would. And she did. Okay, so we see that Sheena did text her before she tweeted. And it says, Brock is getting enough shit this season. You didn't need to pour fuel on the fire. So Charlie again goes, well, you could have texted. Just, but I did. She goes, oh, really, Sheena? It's always someone else's problem. It's never you. And this is where I'm officially done, because now she's just watched what Lala does and she thinks she's just going to copy that. Like, just disregard everything and start clapping in someone's face. It's just, how do I say? It's not like that it's not the rudeness of it because it's Vanderpump Rules. It's like the copy. It's like the copiness.
The lack of originality. And you know, Vanderpump Rules is known for like deeply original souls. So so then we go, we move on, and now like, hey, now we're joined remotely by Tom and Katie and Lala. Hey, how's Ocean? And is she here with you now? Because I just want to get one more scene of you passing your baby off to a night nurse to close out the season.
Yeah. By the way, Vanderpump and Andy are falling asleep. They both look like, oh, Jesus. So, welcome back. We're joined remotely by the rest of these losers. So, lady in a weird pink dress and gloves. That's Katie, right? Katie. So, you still can't dress. Nice. Lala, you've gone through some big changes, but for now, you know, talk about your baby, because I know you want to. And she's like, she's with her Gigi, which is my mom. In other words, I'm poor now. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay. I just call my mom her Gigi, so it makes it sound like I'm part of like the Gigi Hadid group, but I'm not. So then Andy is like, well, guess what? You guys missed a big piece of news, so let's do the first 20 minutes of the show all over again. James, Raquel, you want to fill your friends in?
Lala, yours isn't the only engagement called off. And she goes, oh, well, how come?
And Raquel's like, my heart's not in it, so I'm moving out tomorrow. And they're like, oh my God, we're all so shocked. Oh my God. And Schwartz goes, yeah, well, some people never have the conversation, like if they're soulmates or not. And then like, you know, 20 years later, they're like, I fucking hate you. So, like, I commend you guys, because that's good. Good for you guys.
I'm not speaking from personal experience, but I guess check in on me in 20 years, huh?
And Lala's like, I feel sad, but I admire them both deeply for doing it the right way on TV.
Raquel's like, we've grown so much, and I think we're put into each other's lives for a reason.
Okay, enough of that. Hey, so Sheena, talk to us about your struggles, because you never seem to talk about your struggles.
Thank you. Well, I gained 55 pounds when I was pregnant, and
it's like, cool. Hey, Lala, how'd you get your baby body, post-baby body?
Do you have a pact with Satan?
And she's like, it's genetics, Andy, you know, but things are sitting differently, though. You know, I have my own insecurities. Like, I'm actually much lighter now because my Black Amex card was taken away. So that, you know, I don't feel great about that, Andy. And he's like, well, you had outside help. So how did you feel when Sheena said that you let other people raise your kid? And Mala's like, well, fortunately, I didn't have a partner, Andy, like Sheena has. So, you know, I didn't just let other people raise my kid. I paid them good fucking money to raise my kid. And now I am raising my kid, and it fucking sucks. Thanks for asking.
She's like, yeah, you know, unfortunately, I didn't have a partner in it with me. I didn't have what Sheena has with Brock, because now that it's convenient, I'm going to paint Brock as a wonderful present partner. As a parent, my option was a night nurse and a day nurse, and I'm forever grateful for those women, whatever their names were.
Yeah, please come back. Please come back for free. Can I just start calling you interns day night? Sorry, go ahead.
No, you do. You go forward. You forge on.
Are you sure? Because I don't even really know what I'm about to say. In the spirit of Dinah Manoff.
I know you don't know, but I know even less.
Well, it's something about how much sex Schwartz and Katie have to have, I guess, because they're trying to get pregnant, which they're obviously not, because Schwartz was doing psychedelics and getting wasted in every episode after the doctor told him all he needed to do was not drink. But it was something about that, right?
Yeah, Andy was basically like,
so is 15 times in 90 days your definition of really working out to have a baby?
And everyone's like, actually, like, they're like, that's pretty good, 15 times, you know? So so Andy's just like, hey, you know what? I was so impressed, Sandoval, with the way you cared for Schwartz's sperm. Wow.
It's like, whoa, you know what? Do you know how hard it was to execute and deliver with a full crew in your house? And I don't know. It's like their wacky sperm scene they talk about. And then they talk about Ariana's eggs. And why is she suddenly freezing her eggs?
Because of me. You're welcome.
And I don't know. We get into Ariana and Sandoval. Like, do they want kids? Do they both want kids? Don't they want kids? Who wants kids? You know what I really want to see on Vanderpump Rules some more? More weddings and more children. Please.
I know.
Great for the show.
And Sheena tells actually a very scary story about how she had complications with giving birth. So that was actually, you know, that was like a moment where you're like, oh, poor Shishu. And then Andy starts talking to Katie and Schwartz about Katie revealing that they had an abort, or she had an abortion, and the decision that they made, and how she basically was like, I don't feel like we should run from these things. You know, we should just... You know, like, I feel like it's important to follow my heart, etc.
Right. You know, it's important to talk about stuff like that because it's like a big, almost like shameful thing that no one talks about. But it's not. Like, we should be able to talk about it, you know. And so that was a good answer, I thought.
Yes,
it was. So then Andy is like, you know, but this is all depressing stuff. So I'm like scrolling through it, like, not here for this. So Andy is like,
so Schwartz, tell us your mission statement in 10 seconds. Come on, you can do it, Schwartz. Also, okay, tell us your mission statement while you come in a cup, while I'm doing coke off James's ass. Go, 10, 9.
Oh, it's a funky, vibrant, cozy dive lounge nestled under the Hollywood Hills, one of my favorite parts of Hollywood. Shout out to Franklin Village. Shout out to sidewalks too, because people have to walk on them. There's gonna be a sidewalk. And we're going to start drinks off the sidewalks.
I'm going to have a hickey on my ass, Andy. Yeah, you will.
So then we find out the way that Lisa Vanderpump found out about this new bar is because Jax basically told Lisa. He basically like narked. He was like, oh, I'm being fired. Okay, cool. So we called up Lisa Vanderpump and was like, by the way, just giving you a heads up, they're opening a bar together, which is, again, such a dick move.
Yeah, it's so Jax too, right? And they all just kind of laugh like, aha, of course Jax did that, loser. And she's like, well, he expected me to have a conniption about it. But you know what? Listen, I expect them to go on. You know, it's a mother bird's job to push her little baby birds out of the nest in the first place. You know, that's the only way they fly. It's also the only way they break in two and need to be taped back together, Andy. You know, so it's a win-win for me, really.
I just want to see my little birds fly and go out into the world and go, oh, the many places they'll go. Now for Vanderpump Nickelane furniture, that's a different story. I want my furniture back, bitch.
So then they talk about the money that Vanderpump offered Schwartz to buy back his stake in the restaurant. And he's like, that would be like parting ways with your firstborn. And he's like, so where'd you end up getting the money? He's like, oh yeah, I did a cash out refi. And James goes, what? A cash what? What? Oh.
I don't even know if James knows what that is, but he just can sense that that's probably a bad choice.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, you know, you talk to the lady who's behind this big plexiglass wall, and then you sign a couple of things, and boom, you're done. And then you start getting a few calls. Yeah, a couple of people have shown. Our door's broken again, so that happened. I'm not really sure what it is, but we got some of the money.
And then we get like a little preview video because Schwartz and Sandy's is slated to open spring 2022 and they're below budget. So we see them, we see the space, and they basically built like a little kind of like arcade. And it's like, yeah, you're going to walk in and then you're going to see this arcade and then you go through and you're like, whoa, it's a room. So I'm not sure what that I'm going to, you know, it's not fair to judge before you see the final product, but I'm still kind of like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's like a compromise on what they wanted, right? Because he's like, and then it opens up. It's like kind of a set. I mean, how it looks now.
It looks like a little archway.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a little weird archway. But I do like that they were doing my idea that I came up with on this podcast 2 weeks. The very deep idea of just repainting everything, keeping the stone, and putting some new tile in. It's going to look great. That's all they need in that place, you know, and get a new door.
Oh, and I even got a blister. Oh, my first blister.
So let's see here. Andy, okay, so now it's Katie versus Sandoval. So Andy's like, Katie, you express interest in the bar, but you also seemed critical of Sandoval's ideas from the very start. And Tom's like, I'm furious already. Look at my face. Like, he's ready to go. So yeah. Katie's like, my criticism wasn't really just coming from me, actually, Andy. It was from Tom, because Tom would air his grievances to me.
No, oh, no, oh, oh, no. Just one thing. I did express that to Sandoval, for the record, to his face. I mean, I did in sock puppet form, and, well, it was really just a picture of his face, but it was still, like, intended for his face.
Yeah, his right hand had a dirty sock in it, and it told a picture of me from a Lifetime movie I did a couple years ago that he wasn't really crazy about the name. But here's the thing. And Katie's like, no, like, he can't even talk to him because he, like, literally walks away from the bar. That's what happens, Andy. Sandoval just walks away from the bar.
Yeah, and Sandoval is like, you know what? When me and Schwartz started this journey, there was one thing I was adamant about. I don't want the significant others involved in this big risk business venture. And this was so stressful enough. And we made that deal 2 years ago.
Yeah, we did. We did make that deal. But you know what? We're adults and we're allowed to change our minds. I mean, I didn't anticipate Katie being so passionate about undermining everything that you do. I mean, it's her hobby. You know, I said, if you want to come in and undermine Sandoval and it makes you happy, why not, babe?
If you want to say all the things I'm too afraid to say, you just do it. I'm like, if you have a deal in place, you can't just say like, oh, we're adults enough to change our minds. You had a deal. You had a mission statement.
Yes. And he also is still sticking to the claimed that he only said that he didn't like the name. That's all he said to Katie. So I don't know. All we've seen is Katie change everything around and change every story. So I believe Schwartz over Katie on this one, because she just seems to, she seems to start losing it as they go here. So Sandoval's like,
but what about my passion? About what about my spending all this money and like working so hard and like having meetings with investors? Like, listen, Katie, I was willing to get you involved in some way, but like right off the bat, you're just hammering away at me. And she's like, I was just trying to stand up for Tom, you abuser.
No, you were trying to put your stamp on this. Don't get it twisted. But guess what? My stamp is already on it because I got custom stamps on Amazon. They're like so cool. And you put them on like this like neon ink and then it's like glows in the dark. It's awesome. It's part of our concept. Like glow in the dark stamp chic.
Yeah, but you told Katie that you've been bringing money into her household. And then we see a clip of that. And he's like, yeah, but the reason I brought that up were like these choices, like it seems like I'm pushing. So like I'm just like trying to push us to the next level. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a champion. He's like he's for sure an advocate for Tom Schwartz. But like watching back that conversation where he was boasting and about bringing money to the house. And Ariana's like, he wasn't boasting. And I don't think it was boasting either. It was not a moment of like, look at what I do. It was kind of like, I do so much and you guys are benefiting so much from the work that I do and you're acting like I'm doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, and also they're partners, so they're bringing money into each other's house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we bring money into each other's house. If we got in some fight and, you know, my sister like jumped in, you know, and you said, I don't want your sister there. Like, this isn't fair. I would have been like, okay, you know, this is our thing.
I got distracted because my friend just texted me, and this is the text. Hi, I'm pretty sure Dorit's Encino House is a block from my brother's. And that was it.
I got distracted because I was like, oh my God, why would my sister ever get mad at Ben? I was like having this whole scenario in my head.
We're fighting. I didn't tell you. You and your sister and I are fighting. So Schwartz is like, well, it felt patronizing and condescending. And I'm saying this as a man with a blister. And so Sandoval's like,
I've been attacked for months and I've been working on our business and I've been literally attacked. Okay. I've had propaganda spread about me for like months and I've had a target on me. I have been attacked. Vladimir Putin tried to poison me on a park bench already. Okay. It is dangerous for me right now.
Yeah, you ran to Lisa and you said that, like, I created the TomTom brand. And she goes, yeah, you tried to take credit for the TomTom brand. Like, you can't take credit for a whole human being.
He never did that. That is all in your head, you crazy person. Like, you, that's what he's talking about. Like, I know Tom gets crazy and stuff, but he never took credit for the whole brand. Okay. And so Tom's like, yeah, I didn't do that. And Ariana goes, yeah, how is that all getting conflated from watching that scene? Because that scene turned out so different in Katie's retelling of it than the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, we all saw it. So James is like, oh, well, I mean, come on. You're in the cycle and he's in the sidecar. That says it all right there. I mean, what's a cashback finance reefer? I mean, what even is that?
Finance reefer. So Katie's like, no, Schwartz does like a lot of stuff. He's gone to stone yards to pick out stones. Well, actually, I just was saying I was walking around picking up pebbles, but... yeah, but yeah, Stoneyard's cool. You can say that.
Yeah, he does everything. Like, he fixes tables, and then I'll be like, so where's Sandoval then right now? And he's like, yeah, Sandoval doesn't do anything. Whoa, Katie, be quiet. No, yeah, he says Sandoval doesn't do shit. Katie! And he's like putting his hands over her face.
Shoving her away. And I'm like, God, you're so bad to your wife. You're so bad to your wife. She is actually standing up for you. Because you clearly Schwartz says all this stuff, you know, behind closed doors, and she's sick of it, and he's not gonna stand up for himself, and she shouldn't fight his battles, but she probably is kind of like, I don't want to hear it anymore, so I'm just gonna fucking say something.
Well, we're looking at this different because you look at it as her standing up for her man. I think that's blowing up your man's spot. Like, who does that? You should be able to go home and talk to your partner without them going off and being like, well, guess what my husband said about you?
It's like, well, he blows up her spot cool. enough. He blows up her spot enough that she's allowed to get some revenge.
I guess.
Spot,
well, yeah. Neither one of those is really a champ in that marriage. That's for sure.
I'll tell you who's a champ. Dinah Manoff. Happy birthday, lovely lady. I hope your nest is not empty. I hope your nest is full of many, many put-together birds, Dynamanoff.
Yeah, it ends with Katie just screaming, yeah, you're at band practice, you're doing this, you're doing that, and my husband's doing all the work right now, and you're sleeping, you're asleep! Which, Katie being mad at anybody for being asleep is hilarious. And it was good. It filled me with like a nice little jolt of rage there at the end, which yeah, I always need.
And looks like next week will be really fun because Lala's going to cry tears over Rand. Not next week, but the next episode. Lala's going to cry tears over Rand. There's going to be the Brock stuff. So I feel like the second episode will be actually very funny. And that's good because we're recapping it in Boston at like a huge show. I feel like we're not really expressing like how cool it is that we are going to be at the Wilbur on Sunday. That is a major theater and like an iconic one. So it is really, really cool. So we're going to see all you Boston people there. And then can't wait to see everyone else. And as a reminder, Jersey Shore, we're going to be doing Country Club from season 2 of New Jersey. And everyone else, we'll see you at the Crappies, either digitally or in person. Bye, happy birthday, everybody. Ronnie. Bye.
Happy birthday, man.
Bye, everybody. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.